Well, hey there. This is Jim, and I was just thinking, and I'm about to be picked up by a satellite. Yay. Lovely. All right. All right, so I'm doing something that I have not done since the Bird in Hand weekend. And that is anything that resembles exercise. Those of you who've been following me, you know that on the day after Bird in Hand, I got a cold. And colds for me, pretty historically, mean that for the next 7 to 10 days, I'm going to be down for the count. Worst of it's usually in the first 2 to 4, but it's gonna dog me for 7 to 10 days. Well, today is day 10. So it's the first day I felt like I could go up the big hill without basically coughing constantly. And hacking up a lung. Of course, I've said that. I will invariably have a cough for you at some point. But trust me when I tell you, it is much, much better. And so I am getting out for a short walk while my lovely hound dog yells at the neighborhood. So, I am safe as I travel up and through what I refer to as Dog Alley. So, anyway. Well, I was planning on taking a bit of an exercise holiday after Bird in Hand. I just wasn't planning on being forced to take one. I was planning on it being voluntary rather than voluntold. But either way, it amounts to the same. But always nice after a tough or long training session, throw in a break every once in a while. Sleep in a little later. Worry a little less about what you eat. And give your body a chance to really rest. Unfortunately, I don't know that I've had so much of that. One, because of course my body is now coming back from being sick, so not much of a rest there. And it has been insanely busy at work. So, recording this on a Wednesday, but it feels like it should be Saturday already. Let's say hello to our neighbor here. Good day for a walk.
It is. Good job. Good
job. Come on. So, she's out walking her dopey. So, Dog Alley it is. Trust me when I tell you, as coughs go, that was nothing. So, much happier with where I am now. I'll probably feel 100% by Saturday in time for our buckets and buckets of rain, because that's what we're forecast to get here. So, lovely weather today. we're like 75. Mostly sunny skies. Not much of a breeze, if a breeze at all. So recording won't be good. Won't have a lot of wind noise, but... rinse and repeat again tomorrow, which is Thursday. Mostly rinse and repeat again on Friday, although we might have some high clouds making their way in here later in the day on Friday. And then, make sure you have something inside to do, because it's going to rain buckets here on Saturday. We may actually get, last I saw, 2 to 3 inches of rain on Saturday. Not like on the weekend, on Saturday. So, there are parts around here that definitely can use 2 to 3 inches of rain, provided that 2 to 3 inches actually gets into the ground, into the ground and into the water table. But because York Water earlier this week, which is the municipal water company in this area, just put in a mandatory water restriction. So, you know, things like no washing your car, no watering your yard, no watering your plants, you know. You can use it to flush refuse down your toilet. You can use it to take a shower. You can use it to wash your dishes. You can use it to wash your hands. And you can use it for a drink of water. But all those other activities that we do with water, nope. They are verboten, as they would say, in Germany. Which, of course, is just a German word for forbidden. Actually sounds a little like forbidden. Verboten, forbidden. That kind of sounds the same. But yeah, so... so as you get out to the west of me, into Adams County, which is where Gettysburg is, that area... I don't know how recently it is, but at least at one point, was down 12 inches of rain for the year. So, very serious drought to the west of me. We might be a slight drought where I am. The rain that has come through this summer has found a way to not miss us. So... that having been said, it's not been a lot of rain that's found its way to the greater Susquehanna Valley. So, but we got in on whatever showed up, so we're not as bad off as our folks in this valley are to off to the west. So, and as you get closer and closer to the Appalachians. Or as they like to say around here, Appalachians. But once again, potato, potato, right? So as I come out of the forested area, they are now doing some big time landscaping at the farmhouse here on Breakfast Meat Boulevard. So we've got the earth movers out. And they basically plowed over all of the grass, pulled out all of the trees. Anxious to see what they put in there. They're going to throw in some sod. Or what, but yeah, they definitely have plans to refurbish the grounds as well as the interior of the house. They were here last week with a big truck filled with wallboard, and you can tell they were putting up the walls, so they pulled everything down to the studs on the inside. So yes, if you looked at this house right now, you would not be able to tell that this house was originally built in 1900. That's right, 123 years ago is when this house went up. You could not tell it now. It is literally the nicest house on the block. depending upon what they do on the landscaping, this might be the nicest house for 5 miles in any direction. So, yeah, doing a nice job. Just get this darn stinking rock out of my shoe again. Shoe, you know, it's a sandal, because yours truly does not like socks. Never did. Yours truly does not like to have his feet covered. Never did. And so I get as late into the year as possible before I feel obligated to put on a pair of socks and some lace-up shoes. We'll wait for this car I hear from behind me to pass us. Coming shortly. There we go. So, most years I can make it usually into about the middle of November before it finally gets cold enough that I can't do sandals. And if you need a number, generally that is below, well, comfortably below 45 degrees, but definitely below 42. So once we get to like 40 degrees or lower, basically, then I'm like, okay, it's cold enough that I probably should put some socks on and go that way. So, all right. So some big doings here. So, all right. So I mentioned some of the work that they had done. There was a huge barn. I was wondering if they were going to refurbish the barn. They're not. They knocked it down. So that entire barn area is now, well, it's open ground now. You can see a pile they made for all of the trees and stuff. Obviously they'll just let it rot right there. That's what they did with the other trees they knocked down. They put it in a big pile, and they're going to let Mother Nature do the composting. But the very large, it was probably a 20-stall barn, it's gone. The only thing they left up, there is an old outhouse that they have left up. Nice little stone outbuilding. But that's it. That's all they've done. So, wow. This is going to look very, very different. Going to look very different. So, be interesting to see what they do. But, got the pond out there. And, yeah, so there's like a little path where you could go down to the barn. That's all gone. House is looking good. Let's see what they did on the opposite side. This is more interesting of a walk than I thought it was going to be. Looking forward to coming back here on Sunday when everybody's gone. All right. So they did the same thing on the opposite side of the house. Cleaned that all up. And then, yep, and he had an old fence that went from the house all the way down to the bottom of the hill to give you a distance. I'd say a 1,000 feet, maybe a little more than 1,000 feet, maybe even 1,200 or 1,500 feet. It was a long way. And it was one of those old, the name escapes me, but, the ones where you put the posts in, the posts have the little holes in the side, and you just kind of slide the cross beam in, and it sits between two poles, and you do the same thing. Stockade fence is not, I don't believe that's correct, but anyway, it's that type of fence. That's all gone. That is all gone now, so definitely going to look different. So, and of course, it was overgrown with all kinds of weeds and stuff like that, because the previous farmer, well, it was late 80s, I mean, when he passed away, so, I don't think he'd done anything on that fence in the 20 plus years we've lived here, so, you know, whatever was growing there got to stay there every year, so, it's the first time that's been cleaned up. We'll go out to this pole before we turn around, so, yes, very, very interesting, interesting developments there. So, they left one tree in the front yard. It would be the southern facing yard. It's the one tree that was probably in the best shape. So they left that one. Also help shade the house a little bit since it's southern facing. It's going to block some of the southern exposure from sunlight, so that'll help cool the house a bit. And hearing a little notification popping on my phone. And that's what that is. So, cool. Cool, cool. Well, I don't have too much more to chat about. But one thing I did want to chat about, and that's coming back from my social media phone app holiday. So some of you may remember that in August, was it August or the end of July? Might have been the end of July. Roughly 6 weeks ago, I took a holiday from my phone, and that went well. The things I was trying to get from that, being able to focus a little bit better, some peace and quiet, kind of give my brain a bit of a break. Those things, checked every one of those off. One of the things, though, that I did notice, two particular apps, social media, the formerly known as Twitter, which is now just known as X, and the Book of Faces, which I recently joined, only so that I could be a part of two groups. And basically just so I could snag all the free photos that were going to show up on Facebook after Bird in Hand, rather than trying to get all those individually from the original photo taker. So that worked out. But one of the things that I noticed, it was with Facebook, is that even though I took the app and banished it to basically the back of my phone, it wasn't on any of my my home screens. I had to go to a special list to go and find it. I turned off all the notifications. Facebook decided that even though I had told them I do not want any notifications, they were going to send them to me anyway. And so probably every 4 days, probably, I'm getting a notification on my phone saying, "You've missed X number of posts on Facebook." Obviously with the intention, I must go there now because, you know, the good Lord forbid that I don't know what is happening on Facebook at every moment in time. So I found that, frankly, rather annoying. I don't know how other people think, but certainly it's my expectation when I turn off notifications that I don't really want to be notified. And Facebook decided, fool me with you. So I have now removed Facebook from my phone. And I took a peek at X marks the spot, and it's the same thing it was when I was last there. It's basically a place for people to go and post all the things that tick them off, that they don't think are going well, where they can publicly flagellate somebody on their behavior. Of course, we know that the person that they're attempting, if that is even the attempt, to correct is A, not going to read it, and B, if they read it, isn't going to care, and C, is not going to change their said behavior. So it's basically a place to complain for the sake of complaining, because nothing positive is really going to come from it. So I have also banished the X from the phone. Decided to not completely end my membership, so if I feel like I want to go and look and see what's going on, I can always do it on my laptop. But I will have to physically take extra steps to go there. So just to let folks know, for those of you who may have been followers of me on Facebook at those two particular groups, or on the X, you will likely not see a whole lot from me, if anything from me, for quite some time. So just to let you folks know that. I found that interesting because, you know, the Book of Faces owns Instagram, and Instagram didn't feel the need to do that. But the Book of Faces did feel the need to continue to notify me about posts that I need to read, even though I told them I don't wish to read them. So don't tell me about them. When I want to read them, I'll open up the app and look. Not sure why the different tactic, considering it's both platforms are owned by the same parent company, but who knows, right? I probably wouldn't be that interested in the answer if I was told, so we'll just leave it there. So heading back. You might be able to hear the crickets chirping. I got soybean on both sides of me. And it is a very lovely end of summer day. Because that's right. Until we get to Saturday. Today being September the 20th. It is still, meteorologically speaking, summer. So we got two more days of it. And then at some point on Saturday, we flip the script. And we can officially refer to it as fall. Autumn. Autumn sounds more intelligent, but yeah, we Americans do tend to call it fall more than we call it autumn. So, whatever it means, it means. So, 23 minutes, eh? That's more than enough time for an episode. So, hopefully you enjoyed this. I felt the need to chit-chat. This, of course, is my only podcast now. I have officially shut down the other one. I haven't removed it from Spotify. I will give that at least a good week or two so that anyone who wants to hear the last episode can. But for better or worse, that's never been a long list of folks, so I shouldn't have to wait that long to get the usual suspects. Hang on here. There we go. I'm going to do some killing here. There we go. All right. So we have this thing here known as the spotted lantern fly. It is yet another unwanted import from China. It has no natural predator here, And it has no real reason for being in the United States except to make trouble. And it likes to hang out on your trees, defecate on them, and kill them. So we are under specific instructions by the lovely state of Pennsylvania that if you see a spotted lanternfly, you have every permission to stomp on it and kill it. Because we don't want these things around here. Much easier year than last year. They were everywhere last year. But I understand they are they're migrating north, so Canada, your turn is coming. If it has not already showed up. Hopefully you can find something that will eliminate this blight from the planet, because they have no real purpose here. I'm not even sure what they're supposed to be doing in China, which is where they're native. But there you go. So, all right. Well, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks for the download. Thanks for the last 26 minutes and 30 seconds of your life at this point. Glad you were able to share that with me. And until we have something else interesting to say, ciao.